From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Security was tight around a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. this afternoon, where a suspect from Libya charged in the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi went before a federal judge. NPR's Carrie Johnson was at the courthouse.
Ahmed Abu Qatala, through his federal public defender, has pleaded not guilty and requested a speedy trial. He currently faces just one charge, conspiring to provide material support and resources to terrorist organizations that resulted in death. But Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael DiLorenzo has indicated to the judge that the Justice Department intends to add charges in the days or weeks to come against Abu Qatala.
NPR's Carrie Johnson reporting. The attacks killed the U.S. ambassador to Libya along with three other Americans. Qatala is being held without bond. He was captured in Libya 2 weeks ago. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei says he's called the violence in Iraq a showdown between barbarity and humanity. NPR's Alice Fordham reports the speech by the Shia cleric comes as Iraqi troops begin a push against Sunni insurgents.
Khamenei blamed the takeover of large parts of Iraq on ignorant people and remnants of the regime of Saddam Hussein. He said that Iraq was seeing not a Sunni-Shiite war, but a battle against terrorism. Iran backs the Shiite-dominated Iraqi government in its fight against an insurgency led by the group known as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, also known as ISIS. The Ayatollah's words came as Iraq's army pushed to retake the northern city of Tikrit from ISIS. A military official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said that the army was fighting alongside Shiite militias in Tikrit. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
BP is stepping up efforts for repayment of damage claims it finds unjustified. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the company is battling the system established to cover losses caused by BP's oil spill 4 years ago in the Gulf of Mexico.
BP says businesses have unjustly received hundreds of millions of dollars in damage claims. It's asking a federal judge in New Orleans to order restitution plus interest. The company says a recalculation formula the court approved in May should be applied retroactively. The court revised the accounting process at BP's request. But opponents say BP has told the Supreme Court it has no practical way to recover the money, and the company signed off on the payments. BP is also asking the Supreme Court to review the business claims process. It says businesses can be unfairly paid damage claims without proving a direct link to the spill. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
At Wimbledon, top seed Serena Williams is out, beaten by France's Elise Cornet, 1-6, 6-3, 6-4 in the third round. This is NPR. Four European observers held captive for weeks by rebels in eastern Ukraine are now free. The release of the monitors from the Organization for the Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, comes amid a shaky ceasefire between government forces and rebels. Swiss Foreign Minister Didier Burkhalter, the OSCE chairperson in office, thanked all involved who secured the three men and one woman's release. He says he hopes the release signals the beginning of an improved security situation in eastern Ukraine. People from around the world are in Sarajevo today commemorating the 100th anniversary of the assassination that triggered World War I. And NPR's Ari Shapiro reports there are still debates over the assassin's legacy.
A poster in a Sarajevo art gallery captures the tug of war over definitions. It shows the assassin, Gavrilo Princip, with the labels terrorist, freedom fighter. And the poster shows his target, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, with the labels victim, occupier. Historian Aidan Haider-Pashic of Loyola University says politicians have been fighting over these symbols for a century.
The politicization and the very terms that tend to be used, hero versus villain, are the products of a very clear political agenda that is pushed by ethno-nationalist politicians in Bosnia.
For this 100-year commemoration, Bosnian officials say they are trying to steer clear of controversy. Most of the anniversary events are cultural rather than overtly political. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Sarajevo.
In Brazil today at the World Cup, Colombia won over Uruguay 2-0. Brazil beat Chile 3-2 in a shootout, and now Brazil faces Colombia in the quarterfinals. This is NPR News from Washington.